If I only am familiar with the works of God, I will at least know a miracle is possible. But when I see the heart of God, I begin to see a miracle is probable. Yes. What you dwell on shows me what you value. It's what you treasure. And if it's incorrect, if it's inferior, if you're dwelling something inferior, then it becomes misplaced worship. If it is part of what exists in the realm of God's kingdom, his rule, think on these things, things that are lovely, of good report, etc. When I am locked in to who he is, just think of this process. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. All right. What is thanksgiving a response to? The works of God, the actions of God. What is praise a response to? His nature, his character. Okay? So thanksgiving is my response to a work of God. Now the Lord spoke and he said, to Israel, I have revealed my works, but to Moses, I have revealed my ways. The currency that we use in this interaction is response to what we've discovered of him. The cancer that was healed, the vertebrae missing in the back, and the ladies and running and dancing, jumping around the room. I hear this news. I don't understand ever how he does that stuff, but I don't ever try to understand it. I don't try to wrap my head around it. I try to wrap my heart around it. My heart will always take me places my head can't fit. So I embrace that which he's done and then give appropriate response. But then what happens is you start seeing he heals, he restores. You become more deeply impressed with his nature as a father to care for his own. So now it's gone from the works. We never move from the works in the sense that they aren't valuable, because they're always valuable. Jesus never scolded anyone who pursued him for a miracle. He never, ever said to somebody, you should be seeking relationship with me and not your eyesight. He would always perform the miracle to give them access to the relationship. The miracle creates the faith for ongoing encounter. It's valuable. So we become enraptured in a sense with this heart of God. We become sensitive to, aware of his nature. We start functioning different. We handle problems that come our way. If I only am familiar with the works of God, I will at least know a miracle is possible. But when I see the heart of God, I begin to see a miracle is probable. There's an exchange with a person, see? I perhaps talked a little bit confusing at the beginning about the emotional response to the anointing, making a distinction between our emotional response and the actual anointing. Because if we don't know how to separate, if we don't know how to separate the two, acknowledge the two, we won't know how to cooperate with what he's doing, and we will actually think the joy we feel releases the miracle, and it's just not always the case. Sometimes we want to dance around somebody because we're so happy, and he's saying, put your hand on their forehead and cast the affliction out. And if we don't know how to respond to the person who is functioning in operation, then when we lay hands on them, nothing is given. Most of the time when hands are laid, nothing is released. Because it's not an act of faith, it's an act of symbolism. Faith needs a seed, a confession, and an action.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.